Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I'll just give you,
Okay.
I know you got a lot of questions and some of those things pop up. I'll just give you some general points. I thought, coming out offensively, we did some good things. When you look at it, as far as scoring on the opening drives, we anticipated going the whole first half with the first offense that, or 30 to 35 plays. The 30 plays came rather quickly. That's why you saw them play a quarter and then maybe a little bit in the second quarter. But they had 30 plays, and that was with three drives, so averaging 10 plays a drive, and scored on all three. So that was good. We talked about starting fast and finishing faster. It's been our talk this whole training camp, so that part was good to see. I think we ran the ball in critical times as well. In the first half or the first quarter, when we needed it, we had to get it in those third downs. So, very good things. I think, we got to look at our penalties. Still, we had, I think, what, five penalties, but, those three scores, those three field goals that we had, some penalties in the red zone specifically, I think, kept us from getting in the end zone. So, some things we just need to address there. Defensively, tale of two halves, really. First half, did some really good things. I think they were 10 for 31 in passing. Had a sudden change. We had them three and out. First half, they averaged, what, under 3.5 yards per rush, 131 total yards in the first half. I think like 50 of those came in the 2 minute. One explosive play in the first half. So some things that, it just felt better than it did last week. All good things. Second half, we had some communication issues, some missed opportunity issues that we need to get corrected. I know when you look at one stat I'll bring up to you, I think that you look at second down productivity or first down productivity, and second and seven plus in the game, we were the defense had their offense in that situation 19 times compared to 9 times in second 1 to 6. So it was a good sign. We're getting them in the long yardage and second down. That's always more beneficial for us as a team. And then special teams. The return game is something that we put a lot of emphasis on. I think, Rashad is doing a much better job. I know he had that one muff, but you can feel the team is gaining confidence in him. And he had one 6-yard returner. I think the one he muffed, he felt like he could have had a lot of yards on that one. And, we got to get that corrected, but feel better about him. And then the kickoff return. D. Rob didn't have the return, but Corey Grant had two, a 42 and a 35-yarder. Pretty pleased with his progress there.
Hi, Gus. Asked you last night for an update on the center position. Now that you've watched the tape, how did you think Wisniewski did?
We thought Wisniewski played well. He had 30 reps. Bowinkle had 28, but played more physical. Again, another week of doing that. Really did a good job with our protections along with Blake. So did some good things, as did Bo. But I think as we want to try to stay true to it. Hopefully, maybe sometime this week we'll take a look at it even further, talk about personnel, and see if we come up, have an idea what direction we want to take.
Is there anything negative to splitting these guys' the snaps on Friday night with the ones?
It still could happen. It still could happen. Like I said, I know we watched the film. We talked about personnel, where we're at, but a true personnel meeting like that where we make a decision we have not had yet, and that will come later on.
If there's a position that you could possibly absorb a little bit of an injury, would it be cornerback if McCray can't go because of the depth you feel like you have there?
Well, he's valuable to us now. His length and how he plays and also his role on special teams. So. We do have some guys there that can play. I think, some good ball. But, my hopes is that we get him back just because of his value on both defense and special teams.
I was just going to ask a quick follow-up on Rashad Greene and what he's doing better now that maybe he wasn't doing at the beginning of camp.
One thing, I think he was hampered a little bit by his injury, and there was nothing that kept him out of practice, but I do think that it slowed him down some. We gave him an extra day off last week. He came back and he felt really good, really good. We saw his explosiveness in practice, and we like what he could do at the slot position. I think with the injury to Julius, it put us in a position where we want to play with three wides a little bit more and really evaluate that position. And I think he took advantage of it. And nice catch, you know, in the game, and just some of the things that we've seen in practice. And then as a returner, you know, he had the good return last week. You know, we'll catch it and go north and south. I think the combination of that has got us excited about him.
What's the long term on Ben? How long?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wouldn't count on him for a while, though.
Is it an IR candidate?
We have not had that discussion. I think, you know, as soon as we find out more, what they find out, you know, and his injury and the style of injury, you know, we won't know that.
That's fine. And then with Sample and Yeldon, I know you guys haven't figured out, you know, you don't think ahead playing time. But in your head, where do you envision those guys, like, starting out? With the twos, working their way, you know, like how much do you throw at these guys?
Yeah, I would not, you know, if they get some reps at the ones, that wouldn't be a bad thing if they come through this week. I think they're a different situation. Sample has really ran, got some walkthrough reps. Now this week, he needs to start using that hand, you know, whether it's shedding blocks, taking on blocks. And I think how he progresses there will determine how much and when he plays in the game. But we do feel like, you know, we got fingers crossed that, you know, he'll come out of practice this week in good shape. And try to get him some reps with the ones and twos, I would say, you know, and as many as we can, most likely the twos. TJ, I think he should be okay. I think it was a situation where if it was a critical time or critical game, he could have played last week. This week, we feel better about his opportunities. I would see him getting some reps with the ones and twos.
Okay.
Mostly ones, though, I would say, with TJ.
Hey, Gus. They wanted to test you guys deep from the start. How did you think Sergio looked in those situations?
Well, you know what? We've been really challenging Sergio now about this, you know, being able to cover from red line to red line or at least be a factor there. And his open field tackling. And I thought last night was his best game. Now it's the second game, but marked improvement from the first game and what we saw in practice. So, you know, I thought he was really locked into it. I thought, you know, his breaks on the ball, his reading intentions and things like that, he really made a big step in our minds.
Do you get a sense that he's brought more speed to that position? Because it seemed like he was you know, able to get in there and kind of challenge Beckham on some of those.
Yeah, he did. You know, when you see it, when they take the shot like that and the ball hangs up in the air, you know, you'd like to have the receiver at least feel his presence there. And that's why speed at that spot is so important for us. And, you know, I think you could feel it yesterday.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned it last night, but after watching it again, the offensive line and maybe specifically Luke.
Luke played better, and I'll tell you where he did. I thought he played better versus power. You know, and I think teams are trying to go, you know, they'll use speed and they'll use power and speed to power. But where he showed up last night, I thought where he improved was versus the power. So that was a good sign. And I thought he just played overall. He got better. And then the whole offensive line, I thought Beatles had a solid game again. Wiz a solid game. You know, I think overall very good in protections. Did give up a sack, you know, at that first group. But, you know, there's some things we can continue to work on. I think we can, our second level blocking up front with our offensive line, I think it can be improved. And with that, our running game will become even better.
You know, what are your thoughts on the pass rush through two games?
Well, you know, if you look at it, one of the things we look at is just opportunities. You know, we had, I think it was five hits, a couple hurries. They did get rid of the ball. You know, sometimes we time it, see, you know, for expectations, you know, in our room, what we expect. And a lot of the balls were released before 2.8 seconds, the majority of them. We kind of knew that a little bit from playing the Giants last year, that they did have a tendency to get rid of the ball quickly. We talked to our players about getting their hands up more. Batted balls. You saw that. I think we had four batted balls with the defensive line. You know, so we wanted to take advantage of that, a little bit of an emphasis with the D-line. So So even though the sacks weren't there, did see some disruptive plays from them. But, you know, the affecting the quarterback, sack caused fumble. You know, we had one with Chad. And, you know, it can really determine the outcome of a game. So I think Branch had one disruption on the day, you know, out of that Leo spot. But just a lot of quick game. And, you know, we're going to see that. So we've got to be able to play good, tight coverage when those things happen.
Staying on that defensive line, Audric had that one run on his side that kind of went past him. He was upset about, but besides that, how did he play overall? And Roy Miller in the middle too.
Roy did a nice job. You know, he came out. He felt we felt like he played well. I know that he came out of it feeling good. So that was a very good positive. I thought Jared did some nice things. You see his physicality in there. He had one play where. You know, he jumped his gap and it hit us. He recognized it right away. You know, I think it'll be great learning tape for everybody to see. But overall, when you're giving up, when you have that many opportunities to be in second seven plus 19 times, you know, you're defending the run pretty good. And I think that had a lot to do. Those two had a lot to do with it.
A couple more drops last night. Is that?
Yeah, they did. I think, Ryan, we had six drops, you know, so you're right. Some opportunities, you know, with the receivers that we missed on, and we got to continue to clean that up, you know, and plays that, you know, nothing challenging either, things they make every day in the practice field. So, you know, we'll all take responsibility. Receivers got to catch them. We can be more accurate. You know, in our throws, that will help out. But, you know, we just keep, you know, getting better and better at it is our hopes. But surely we recognize it that, you know, we got to clean up those drops.
Gus, were you happy with the special teams lineup? I mean, were you guys able to have 11 men on the field for the majority of the time, or was that still an issue from last week?
No, that was good. We improved there. So, yeah, that was... a big part of it. And, you know, sometimes that's a challenge, especially at the end of the game. You know, we did have some injuries at linebacker and some guys playing out of position. And I thought Mal and Matt Smiley did a really good job, you know, handling that and getting the right number of guys in.
Are you going to have to go find a guy on the street at linebacker?
You know what? I think that we're always open, you know, to take a look at guys. You know, whether it's receiver, linebacker, you know, those with these injuries, until we find out exactly where we're at. It's always been our, you know, mentality that if there's someone out there that can help us, we're never going to shy away from bringing them in. I do know that, you know, this week is you try to mirror a game week, and the number of guys on your roster, you know, the number of linebackers is pretty much what we would have, you know, for practice.
Yeah.
So, I think we can handle it, but we're just always open to it.
And what was Ben like? How did he handle this? I think this is what, his third straight year with a pretty significant injury.
Yeah, his attitude was phenomenal. You know, and just said, "Hey, I'm, you know, until I find out exactly where I'm at." But he came in and talked to Ole and I this morning, and. You know, he said, "This isn't my first rodeo. You know, I've had some injuries like this. I'll deal with it, and I'll be back." Had a great attitude about it. So, it is so unfortunate because he was doing some really, really good things for us.
Hey Gus, I think in the first two preseason games you had like four or five opportunities where it's been 32 or less, and you've converted by running the ball. Is that one of the things that you look at to find out if the offensive line is playing better and if the run game is improved?
Well, it is. I think, you know, when you can run when they know it's going to be run, you know, those, I think, you know, that's important to have that, especially like in four-minute situations. So I think it was more of a message, you know, from Ole, you know, to say, hey, third and one, we're going to run the ball. There was a third and two, we ran the ball. And, you know, I really felt like the whole offense appreciated that. They felt ownership of that, and, you know, you could just see their attitude and their demeanor in those situations. So I thought, you know, that's what Ole and I talked about that today. Say, hey, let's not miss that point now with our offense. You know, here it is. And then the fourth down at the end of the game, you know, when we ran the ball and got the first down. You know, all those are great messages to our team, just how much conviction we have in the run and belief in them.
How'd Loesen look?
Hey, he did good now. I was very, very pleased with Loesen. I thought you saw his instincts. I thought he tackled well. He had 7 tackles, I believe. I thought he moved around. He just did some really, really good things that maybe you wouldn't notice, just rolling coverage and his disguise and tackling, you know, all those. Very, very pleased with him. And I thought he did a nice job taking advantage of his opportunity.
So will he stay the starter till Sipp gets back?
Yes. We haven't talked personnel, starting and all that. We just kind of evaluated players' play, and but you know, he'll get another opportunity.